This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Health.
13 years after attending the very first Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival, I found myself back in Manchester, Tennessee. I, along with more than 90,000 music fans, enjoyed 4 days of tunes, camping, food, and glow sticks. I swooned when Lionel Richie serenaded the crowd with Hello. I stood awestruck by the fiddle player and the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and I spent the better part of my Saturday night at the Derek Truck Super Jam, watching as Chaka Khan, Taj Mahal, Susan Tedeschi, Ben Folds, and more just owned Stevie Wonder's signed, sealed, delivered I'm Yours. But much to my delight, Bonnaroo has matured into an experience that transcends music. In addition to an impressive array of musicians, the 2014 Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival promotes sustainable living and wellness. At the heart of the 700-acre farm was Planet Roo, an eco-friendly village dedicated to promoting sustainability and social action. I ate at a zero-waste cafe, attended a seed-saving workshop at the Learning Garden, and mingled with representatives from almost 30 nonprofit partner organizations. According to the Bonnaroo website, Planet Roo is, quote, an active and engaging space for Bonnaroo's patrons to learn about both local and global sustainability initiatives, as well as ways to create healthier communities, unquote. Throughout the weekend, I saw festival goers taking precious time away from the music to learn about organizations working on a diverse range of social issues, including hunger and poverty, gender equality, climate change, and voter turnout. Planet Roo welcomed large players like 350.org, Sierra Club, and Oxfam America, as well as smaller, local organizations like the Southern Energy Network, Community Food Advocates, and Keep Coffee County Beautiful. I spoke with Clara Herrero, the Community Engagement Specialist for Oxfam America, about why the organization that works on finding solutions to poverty, hunger, and social injustice has attended Bonnaroo for the past 7 years. She said, quote, a lot of musicians and music fans are really passionate about music, but they also have interests outside of music. Oxfam has been at Bonnaroo for the past 7 years, so a lot of people returning to Bonnaroo recognizes. They're curious about what type of initiative we're working on this year, and they've been really supportive, unquote. This year, Oxfam America came to Bonnaroo to promote a campaign called Behind the Brands. Their evaluation of the social and environmental policies of the world's 10 largest food and beverage companies. Rob Friedman is the Youth Engagement Coordinator for the Natural Resources Defense Council, and he was at Bonnaroo for the very first time, talking to people about climate change policy. He said, quote, we're in the business of changing people's perceptions of environmentalism and getting them to act on things they don't necessarily think about all the time. Being here at Bonnaroo is a prime opportunity to do that, unquote. As Rob said, it's going to take a lot of one-on-one conversations to get people talking about social issues, and Bonnaroo is a great place to start. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Leah Eden.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.